It's 70 degrees in Nashville. Only a 30% chance of thunderstorms today, but still sunny, hot and humid with a high in the low 90s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. A forensic audit into Memphis Shelby County Schools accuses the district of at least $50 million in potential waste, fraud, and abuse. State officials are floating criminal charges. Chalkbeat reports many of the issues involve multi-million dollar contracts for things like custodial services. The services were subpar, and there were accusations of kickback schemes. Generally, the audit said poor financial oversight was rampant. Tennessee House Speaker Cameron Sexton says he feels confident the U.S. attorney will prosecute, according to the Commercial Appeal newspaper. Sexton was among the lawmakers leading the charge on a bill allowing the state to take over Memphis schools. The move was started after initial findings from this audit were released. The legislation creates a separate state-appointed board, mostly to handle the district's money. The bill passed. The law was supposed to start working on July 1st, last week. But the school district sued, and a judge hit the brakes on the takeover for at least 2 weeks. Sexton is saying the district needs to drop its lawsuit. On social media, the district said its leaders want to review the audit before commenting, but that all of these issues happened under a different administration. Tennessee has now joined a federal initiative to reform the way it handles the survivor benefits for kids in the foster care system whose parents have died. Since 2019, more than $38 million in Social Security or disability payments for older youths in Tennessee's foster care were routinely siphoned by state officials. Instead of holding the money for the kids, Tennessee Department of Children's Services used the money to pay for the youth's time and care. It's called the orphan tax. Technically, it's legal, but the practice leaves thousands of kids destitute when they age out of the system at 18. According to the Tennessean, the funds would average about $30,000 per child. Earlier this year, the Federal Department of Health and Human Services chastised the state for the practice. Now the funds will instead be placed in a special type of U.S. Treasury account that the children will be able to access once they age out of the system. The award-winning banjo virtuoso and producer Trey Wellington is known for breaking boundaries. He's interjected jazz elasticity into his folk and bluegrass compositions, and he co-founded the all-black string band New Dangerfield. Senior music reporter Julie Height reports his newest album, Heart on the Table, finds him flexing his hip-hop fluency.
I remember having a discussion with myself, you know, in my head where I was like, well, wait a second, you know, you're always saying don't let boundaries keep you from doing something. And so don't let a boundary keep you from doing something that you think would actually be cool. I found a way to integrate banjo into these hip hop instrumentals at the time.
You can hear a longer profile on Trey Wellington coming up later during Morning Edition here on Nashville Public Radio. And this is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3. WPLN News.